Berries, regardless of species, are a huge part of rural Alaska's subsistence lifestyle. And often, they're the only fresh local fruit available in remote villages. Their value is not lost on Melinda Chase. She's the Tribal Resilience Liaison at the Alaska Climate Science Center.
Well, berries mean to me joy. To see your berry bucket get full, to know that this is part of our beautiful land. It's food that is delicious. It's something that we do as families, as communities, as good friends.
A warming climate means where and how people harvest berries is changing.
And while I think we've had some of that natural variability, just the swings are getting so much more apparent.
Over the years, communities across Alaska have developed climate change adaptation and mitigation plans. 2 years ago, Chase's colleague, Katie Spellman, started reading them.
And so Melinda told me, she's like, you go read all the climate adaptation plans and start there. And because that's where the important research needs to be.
Spellman is a research associate professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says among dozens of plans she read, she only found two references to scientific research specific to berries.
It made it really clear that the science on berries, which is a topic that Alaskans care a lot about, was not accessible.
Scientific papers are really hard to read if you're not trained to read them.
Krista Mulder is a plant ecologist at UAF.
They're really dense. They're full of difficult words. So what we decided to do was to do essentially a translation project and to learn everything we could about climate change or the potential for climate change to affect plants that people cared about the most.
So Mulder, Spellman, and Melinda Chase held three listening sessions with berry pickers representing 50 communities. And this month, they've released the first in a series of six booklets. The aim is to blend scientific research with traditional knowledge and current observations on how climate change is altering where and how berries grow in Alaska. Melinda Chase calls it a good start.
You know, we have so much beliefs and traditions around berries, and they're so central to our family time together, our time on the land, you know, and that's significant.
The first berry booklet, focused on cloudberries, was released earlier this month. Also known as akpiks in Inupiaq and atsalukpiaq in Yuktun, cloudberries are soft, round, bright orange berries that grow on Alaska's tundra. Many people also call them salmon berries. Katie Spellman calls them fascinating.
It has male and female flowers, and so if the weather during pollination time is off, then it's going to really affect how many fruits, how many berries are produced in that year. And so, I just think, man, oh, it's a really beautiful and fragile berry.
Those pollinators can't fly in colder temperatures, according to the cloudberry booklet. But they can in a warmer climate. Krista Mulder says the team worked hard to make sure to include potential benefits of a changing climate. She says the booklets include advice on how people who rely on berries can also help them thrive.
So very simple pruning, for example, with blueberries can give a gazillion blueberries on a single plant. And that's not a solution for everything, of course, but it, you know, especially if you have, for example, elders who can't go very far anymore, having patches of forest where you sort of cultivate, semi-cultivate the plants, have a bit of a food forest could be a really good thing.
Five other booklets are due out in the coming months. Those will focus on blueberries, lingonberries, also known as lowbush cranberries, crowberries or blackberries, and red currants. They've already garnered so much interest that the team is looking at ways to combine all the booklets into one main resource. I'm Emily Schwing, reporting.